You are precious in my sight. You are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. What loving words. How would you feel if someone said those loving words to you? You'd feel loved, right? You are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. Those are words that God says to us. How would you feel if someone said these words to you? I have called you by name. You are mine. I will be with you. I will not let you be overwhelmed. I will not let you be consumed. Do not fear. I am with you. Those are loving words that God says to his people. Those are loving words that God says to us. Here we are in our Father's house again. And in our Father's house, we feel loved. In our Father's house, on this day, we are inspired by the Psalm 29. In the temple of the Lord, in the temple of the Lord, all are crying glory. And that's what we do here every Sunday in our Father's house. We cry glory. And we are also crying those words from the psalm. O Lord, give strength and peace to your people. O Lord, give your people the blessings of peace. Yes, God, give us strength. Yes, God, please give us peace. To have strength, to have peace, we need to listen to God's words. In our Father's house, we hear his powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor. You know, Jesus heard that powerful voice when Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan. He heard this powerful voice. You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. That's the powerful, splendid voice that Jesus heard when he was baptized. Think about saying these words tonight. When you crawl in bed tonight, think about saying these words. God, are you pleased with me? God, are you pleased with the things I said and the things I did this day? Are you really pleased with me, God? We need to talk to God in that way. We need to know if he's pleased with us. Say those words on an ongoing basis. Be still and say those words. And perhaps you will hear God respond to you. You are precious in my sight and honored. And I love you. Perhaps when you say to God, at bedtime. Are you pleased with me? Maybe you'll hear that splendid voice of God saying to you, through baptism, I have called you by name. I have called you by name. You are mine. That's what baptism is all about. God calling us by name. God assuring us that we are his children. Perhaps you will hear God saying, I will be with you. I won't let you be overwhelmed by anything. I will not let anything consume you. Do not be afraid because I am with you. It's God's voice. We are people born of the Spirit through the waters of baptism. We are people who are born from above. And what we need to do more than ever at the beginning of this year is to connect with that Spirit that is from above. What is it? What is it that prevents us from having access to the Spirit? Last week we heard those wonderful words of St. Paul. In Jesus Christ, you have access to God. We worship here every Sunday to have access to God. But in addition to worshiping here in our Father's house, we need to go to our houses, our homes, and worship God in solitude and have access to his Spirit. As God's people gathered here, we have access to God. But hopefully you will find access to God at home. But what are the distractions? What are the distractions out there in the world today that prevent us from being connected to God's Spirit? Oh, we're connected to that big world out there, and we're mostly connected to the world through screens. We all have some kind of screen or another. I was gassing up my car yesterday, and there's a screen there at the gas pump. There are screens everywhere. There's a screen in my pocket. I've had people say to me, oh, I'm so overwhelmed by all this technology. All this technology creates misery for me. We are God's spiritual people, not God's technological people. Don't let anything distract you from having access to God. Today's gospel, John the Baptist proclaims, one who is more powerful than I is coming, and I'm not even worthy to untie the thong of his sandal. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Imagine that. Being baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Now, John does not explain what this is all about. But imagine this. Imagine all the things we have in our mind. The positive things, the negative things, the good things, and the not so good things. All of these things within us. And God's Spirit comes down to us and draws all these things within us with the wind of fire in the Spirit and cleanses us. So that just the good within us remains. Imagine that. Imagine being baptized with a fire in the Spirit in that way. You are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I called you by name. You are mine. I will not let you be overwhelmed by anything. I won't let anything consume you. Don't be afraid, because I am with you. That's God's powerful, splendid voice speaking to us every time we worship together. God is with us. Emmanuel. God is with us. Be still and know. Know that you've been born from above. Know that you are called to set your mind on things that are from above. You are called to set your mind on things of the Spirit. We must not let anything in this world distract us from connecting with God's Spirit. At the beginning of this year, this is a good time to reconnect with that powerful voice that moves over the waters. It's the time to be immersed in the waters of baptism. We who have been baptized, if you wish, you may put your hand in the water and splash yourself, remembering your baptism, remembering who you are, remembering that you are a child of God. You know, as we go through the lectionary every Sunday and throughout the year, we have the three-year cycle, and we hear bits and pieces of Scripture. Today's second reading ends with verse 17. I need to tell you what comes next. Listen to these words. When Simon saw that the Spirit was bestowed through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money. He offered them money and said, give me some of the Spirit. Here's the money. Give me some of the Spirit so that I may lay my hands on others, so that others may receive the Holy Spirit. And what do these disciples say to Simon, who gives them money? Get the Spirit. Maybe you know this scripture. These apostles rebuke Simon, and they say, it's not about the money. The Spirit is not something that can be sold. The Spirit is not something that can be controlled. It's not about the money. When we hear John speaking about baptism with fire and the Spirit, I don't know that we can comprehend all that, but I do know one thing. What we do know, that the Spirit is living among us. The Spirit is living inside each of us and among us. And it's a loving Spirit. May the wind and the fire and the power of God's Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen.